So I've named this seminar as Simple Yet Deep. It's going on. So why I named this seminar Simple Yet Deep? Because all of us know that when you read Prabhupada books, you feel it is simple. No? Even child can understand who is Krishna by reading Prabhupada books. Big scholars, Vedic scholars, Chaturvedi, Duivedi, Trivedi, they cannot understand who is God. If you ask them definition of God, nobody knows. And before coming to ISKCON, I was searching about definition of God. I asked many people, many big saints, gurus, but they didn't have definition, so it didn't satisfy me, because if there is God, there has to be got some definition, no? Most of them told God is indescribable. Achinte, anirvachaniye. But that doesn't satisfy you. If God is indescribable, then you can't know Him. Because the thing you can't describe, you can't know. So that was a problem. I wanted to know God and there's no God. So Prabhupada's books gave a definition of God. And that's how I understood, yes, these books are important books. And Prabhupada said, there are no other books in entire world which are changing lives of people, no? Which are making people Krishna's pure devotees. So Prabhupada's books are simple. Everybody can understand. It's simple English, simple philosophy. You read once, you understand. But yet it is very deep. Because as we go on reading years after years, year after years, you can find that there are so many jewels in Prabhupada's books. So many realizations. And today I'm going to show you how Prabhupada's books are simple, yet deep. At the same time, inspire you to read Prabhupada's books and get the jewels yourself. So, this is... it's not coming anyway. This is a letter to GBC by Srila Prabhupada. You understand GBC? Governing Body Commission appointed by Srila Prabhupada. He wrote a letter from South India, 6th January 1976. 76 means it's almost the peak of ISKCON. And Prabhupada wrote, all the devotees connected with Krishna consciousness must read all the books that have been translated. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. These are three main books. Bhagavad Gita, under graduation, we all know this. Bhagavatam, post-graduation, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, super specialization. How many of you have read Bhagavad Gita? Full. Okay, page to page, chapter to chapter, line to line. Okay, good. Bhagavatam, full. How many have read Bhagavatam? Not full. Chaitanya Charitamrita? You have heard the name Chaitanya Charitamrita? Yeah. So we have to read books. Prabhupada spent his time in writing books. These books, Prabhupada got up entire night, was translating, for whom he was reading. And he told, otherwise, if you don't read, after some time, they will simply eat, sleep, and fall down from the position. If your mind is empty, then empty mind is devil's workshop. You will think nonsense, speak nonsense, and make your life nonsense and others' life nonsense. So we have to fill our mind with Krishna. And that's through Prabhupada. His books. You don't have to read all books in one day, but you have to read some books someday. Begin someday. Thus they will miss the opportunity to attain eternal bliss of life of transcendental bliss. So this is 1970. This is one letter to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada diagnosed the problem of devotees. The problem is that not all devotees are carefully studying the books he diagnosed. Result being fall down or at least unsteadiness. This letter is written at the peak of ISKCON, at the last days of ISKCON. And Prabhupada is saying, this is to Governing Body Commission. Yeah. And he said, see, I can note in my movement, people are doing everything except reading my books. And that's why many devotees are falling down also. When Prabhupada left, many devotees fell down. Prabhupada initiated around 5,000 devotees and almost many of them fell down because they were not reading books. They were not hearing lectures of devotees, but especially reading Prabhupada books, that's important. So this is at the peak of ISKCON. Prabhupada also notes in his books that devotees are not reading books. This is one letter to Hamsadutt Prabhu, 1972. And Prabhupada said, Prabhupada at the, this is starting of ISKCON, no? ISKCON started in 1966-67. And this is like few years after establishment. Prabhupada said, at that time, so let us concentrate on training our devotees very thoroughly in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness from our books. Should read books from our tapes. What is tapes? So Prabhupada morning conversations, they are taped. Room conversations, they are all taped. So you should read all those things. By discussing always in so many ways, instruct them in right proposition. If you don't know, you will not be able to make others know. If you have not learned, you can't teach. And if you can't teach, you can't preach. And our movement is all about preaching. So what's the point? Why people are not reading books? This is a perennial disease of our movement. Any movement. Why devotees are not reading books? What's the problem? And I saw five factors which people are not reading books. What I could gather. And five factors are, first is, people say Prabhupada books are ABC. ABC means simple books. So many devotees in ISKCON, they leave reading Prabhupada books and they go to other people. Like Gaudiya Math. You know Gaudiya Math? Gaudiya Math means, as Prabhupada's guru, Bhakti Siddhanta, he established this institution, Gaudiya Math. And then Prabhupada made his own ISKCON because they were not helping him in America to preach. That was in India. So those people, many people leave ISKCON and go to Gaudiya Math because they say that Prabhupada was preaching in America and his books, he wrote his books for Americans. It is not detailed. There are no many intricate things about Krishna, Radha and deep philosophy. If you want to read this, if you want to hear deep philosophy, come to us. So many people go to Gaudiya Math, many people go to Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. We have Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. So they have their Babaji's, they say we can give you something. I went to one time Shyam Kund. You go. So there was one American who was standing on one leg. And he was just trying to fly. And he was saying, kwa, 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 kwa. I said, what happened to you? He was telling, I'm practicing. Well, what are you practicing? He was telling, I'm a peacock in Vrindavan. So I have to practice to become like peacock. I told, who told you? His guru at Shyam Kund, he told him that your sarup is peacock in Vrindavan. So that's what is happening. So, but Prabhupada didn't tell anything about your sarup. And I had told you, when somebody asked, what is my sarup? Prabhupada said, you are a rascal. That's what he told. And people thought, you know, this answer is like funny answer. Prabhupada is saying, what, you know, he doesn't have answer. But no, there are things whereby Prabhupada is speaking so much. Prabhupada has to be special because there is no person in entire history who could preach all over the world. Who did this? This is evidence. You can't even change one people. You can't even change one person your whole life. You can change one person, but Prabhupada changed animals into sannyasis. All these foreigners, they didn't have any clue who is Krishna. And people used to ask, who is this blue boy? Krishna book, when they used to distribute, who is this girl with him? That's all, Radha. And he changed them into sannyasis. That's special. Who can do that? Entire world, Russia, Africa, America. Krishna has to be with him. It's impossible. So these books are not written by Prabhupada. They are written by Krishna. Prabhupada said, these books are dictated to me by Krishna. Because only Krishna can write books in such a manner which will appeal to everybody. It is simple yet deep. It is simple. Child can read, he can read, they can read. Even persons who are in 25, 30 years in the movement, they can read. So people say it's simple, we don't want to read again and again. And people, Prabhupada is repeating things, no? Every purport, Krishna is supreme. Is it? Every purport, birth, death, disease, old age. every purport, chant Hare Krishna. You don't have any other thing to tell or what? You're on this body or soul. It's repeating, repeating, repeating. People think it's boring. That's the third thing, it's boring. You repeat, repeat, it's boring. We need some stuff, something more. And many people think that Prabhupada books are not systematic. If you read Prabhupada books, it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no? He's not saying, okay, now what is verse number 6, 6th chapter, 4th verse, Bhagavad Gita. So when he's writing purport, he's not saying, okay, there are 4 points in this purport. First point, second point, no, it just goes on. It's just commentary. So it seems it's not systematic because we are trained in education like that, no? Logic. How many points? There are 4 points. There are 4 evidences, 4 facts. So it doesn't click to people, modern educated people. They say it's not systematic. And the last one is the most important. No time. Even if everything is okay, we'll still not read Prabhupada books. We have taken a vow. At the time of initiation, we'll never read Prabhupada books. And we'll give excuse, we have no time. So, but I'm going to show you all these 5 reasons are nonsense. They don't have any meaning at all. People are talking rubbish. They don't understand what is Prabhupada books. And why I am telling this, you might say, what is your authority? Like, who are you? Anybody can ask. So, I am a devotee, first of all. Trying to be a devotee, not a devotee, but anyway, it's called devotee. And I have spent 20 years in ISKCON. I'm telling you my credentials. I'm not telling who am I. But as a scientist, you have to tell, no? What is your credential? Okay, why should I believe you? So, I am in movement for last 20 years. Last 20 years, I'm chanting 16 rounds, following principles. And more than that, I have read all books of all sampradayas in all languages. I've read that. That is my credential. So I know Gujarati, I know Kannad, I know Sanskrit, I know Bengali, and I know Marathi, and I know Rajasthani, and also little, and English, of course. English everybody knows. And all Sampradaya's books, Sri Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, Vallabh Sampradaya, Nimbarka Sampradaya, all those books I have read in the last 20 years. Madhva Sampradaya, he has Bhashyan Vidhan Sutra, Anubhashya. He has written Mahabharata Parinirnaya. There is Jayatirtha Tikas on that books. Then there is Vadiraj, he has written Tatpare Chantrika. Vyasatirth, he has written books. Sri Sampradaya Ramanuj, he has written Sri Bhashya, Sharanagati Gadhyam. Vedant Deshika, that Sampradaya, he has written books. Rahasyam, Sharanagati Rahasyam. Pillai Lokachare, in many books. Nimbarka Sampradaya, Parijat Saurabh, Mahavani, and then Kastubamani, and Vallabh Sampradaya, Shodash Granth, Subodhani, and then all works of Surdas, Kumbandas, all of them. In our Sampradaya, we have Bhakti Santa has written all Gaudiya magazines. They are Gaudiya magazines. Bhakti Santa used to publish 8 magazines in Hindi, in Odia, in English, 4 in Bengali, 3-4 in Bengali. So I've read all of them. And you know in South India, Kanak Das, Purandar Das, Das Sampradaya. So their songs I have read. Alvars, their works in Tamil, Tivya Pramandam, I read all of them. Western philosophy, Schopenhauer, Nietzsche, Kierkegaard, read all of them. Indian philosophy, Shaddarshan, Nyaya, Visheshika, Sankhya, Yoga, Vedas, all of them I have read. And after reading all of them and learning Sanskrit for last 18 years, I've learned Sanskrit, Panini not, but Laghu Siddhant Kaumudi and everything. After learning everything, when I read Prabhupada books, I found everything is there in Prabhupada books. You don't need anything else. Seriously, you don't need anything else. Even if you don't read anything, you read Prabhupada books, that's sufficient. And I'm going to show you how it is there in Prabhupada books. I'm not just telling it is there. This is my credentials. But credentials doesn't work. You have to show also, no? How it is there. So you can spend 20 years and you can read Sanskrit, you can learn Sanskrit, and in Sanskrit you can learn that okay fine. Sevayam phalam seva bhavati. Okay, Sanskrit. What do you translate into English? It is the reward of service is service. So of 20 years you learn Sanskrit, you learn the statement, and then you translate into English, reward of service is service. But if you find that statement in Prabhupada's books, you don't need to learn Sanskrit. You see, after 20 years, you translate Sanskrit and Sanskrit says you have to serve Krishna, and then you start serving Krishna. You want to catch your nose like this, just planning to catch like this. That's all simple. It's simple. Prabhupada has spoken deep concepts in simple English. That's what I'm going to show you now. Okay, so the first point. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to refute each of these points. I'm going to refute these points. These are wrong points. People say wrong arguments. That Prabhupada books are like that. And we should be able to defend Prabhupada books now. Okay. So the first point is, everything is in Prabhupada books. From ABC to XYZ. XYZ means from basics to everything. Prabhupada writes himself, 1974, February 1st, he writes, I have given you all guidance and hints, and it is described in all my books. All guidance regarding philosophy, regarding plan, regarding process and principles of devotion, all hints regarding practical application of devotional service. Now it is up to you. Please keep up our principles firmly, everything will come out successful. Prabhupada said this. Prabhupada himself recognizes the argument that his books are simple and doesn't have everything, but Prabhupada mentions himself. And then Vrindavan, this letter from Vrindavan, May 2877, he says, my purport are liked by people because it is presented in practical experience. Prabhupada never writes from theoretical platform. So you read so many commentaries. I have read so many commentaries. But you know, in all these commentaries, you find information. You find information, okay. Who is Vasudev? Who is Eklavya? So then it goes on, Eklavya is Vasudev's one of the wives. He had 18 wives. You know this? 18 wives. So one of the wives' son is Eklavya. He's cousin of Krishna. But Krishna killed him. Krishna killed him. Because he was helping Karna. No? He was on the other side. So, we have information. But Prabhupada books, Prabhupada doesn't like to mention about information. He's given. He is giving practical knowledge. His realizations. Prabhupada said, my books are not ordinary. One cannot become unless one is very realized. It is not ABCD translation. You read Prabhupada books, Prabhupada is giving different meanings to different words. We are discussing Gita. So I'll show you now. That is from realization. Why he does that? There is a logic for that. I'll show you anyway. Okay, who is this? Ramanujacharya. There are four schools of devotion. If you want to learn devotion, you have to go to these four schools. If you go to anybody else, you will get confused. Just like authorized schools. So one is Ramanuja school, Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. Their headquarters is in Srirangam, or maybe Melkote, Mysore if you go. Two headquarters. So Ramanuja's whole philosophy, Sri, you read all books of Ramanuja. And this is the essence. Service is reward of service. This is one of the letters of Prabhupada, 1976, January, Bombay. Prabhupada in letter he writes. So Prabhupada's different books have different function. You can't say I'll read only books and not letters. No. Your knowledge will not be full. Prabhupada books give you some kind of enthusiasm to do devotion. Prabhupada letters give you instructions. Because Prabhupada is giving instruction to devotees, no? You do this, like this. More detailed. Service is reward of service. What do you mean by this? This is one of the statement of Prabhupada. A simple statement in one of his letters. What do you mean by this? This is this Sri Sampradaya. If you go to Sri Rangam, and if you tell them, Ramanuja Sampradaya, service is reward of service, they will do dandavat to you. So how do you know the essence of a philosophy? This is what they have to teach you. After whole Sri Sampradaya, will come to this statement. What do you mean by this? What you mean by this is, if you serve Krishna 20 years, and then Krishna gives you his blessings, and he says, okay, I'll give you the result of your 20 years service. You know what will be the result? Okay, the result is you have to serve khichdi to devotees. What? After 20 years of service, you give me this result, I have to serve khichdi to devotees. That's the result. Service is reward of, if you serve Krishna, the reward he'll give you service. An opportunity to serve his devotees. It is not small opportunity to serve devotees. We think it's small, but it's not small. Krishna doesn't give opportunity to serve him and his devotees, not to everybody. So, this is Ramanuja Sampradaya. Who is this? Vallabhacharya. This is from Bhagavatam. You can see. First chapter, 16th verse, 26th verse. It's cut now. If you read all books of Vallabhacharya, his Anubhashya, his Shodash Granth, his Subodhani, this is the essence. What Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam, first canto. He writes, the Lord feels grateful to his devotees for such unsophisticated, unconditional service and tries to reciprocate it by rendering service. Krishna, when you serve Krishna, Krishna will serve you. That is what Prabhupada is mentioning. That is what Vallabha has to say. Krishna is so nice, so humble, so gentle, that with devotees he doesn't act like God. With devotees he acts like their servant. And when you serve him, he thinks, so he has served me so much, now he has made me indebted, I have to serve him. Devotees see his service as mercy, but he doesn't think that mercy as mercy. He thinks, I'm serving my devotee, no? Although the devotee also has no such desire in his heart. That is what is Vallabha's whole philosophy is reciprocal service. Krishna serves devotees, devotee serves Krishna. So there's a competition. You see, Krishna serves devotees. So devotees see, oh, Krishna is serving me, I should serve him back. It's like that. So he serves Krishna. Then Krishna says, oh, my devotee has served me, I should serve him. He serves his devotees. So Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a competition between devotees and Krishna. Who wins the competition?
Devotees.
Devotees? Anything else? Any other answer?
It's increasing.
So who wins?
Both.
Both? Win-win situation? Actually, nobody wins and nobody loses, because the game doesn't end. If it ends, then you win and lose now. Spiritual world is infinite. They keep on serving, then serving. It keeps on going. It's endless. Nobody wins, nobody. This is Vallabha's philosophy. So beautiful. Prabhupada mentions in first canto. You might have read first canto, but you don't have noticed that, no? This point. Okay. What is this school? Third school is Madhvacharya. Third school, Madhva school. Their headquarters is in Udupi, where I was studying my medicine. In Manipal College, medical college, I was studying doctor. And right, like for 5 minutes, 10 minutes is Udupi. So I used to go daily, Madhva. I read all his philosophy, I read Vedas and everything. And then, this is the crux of his philosophy. If you go to Madhva Sampradaya, if you tell this statement, they will do Dandavat, they will say, oh, how do you know the essence of our philosophy? This Bhagavad Gita 7 chapter 22nd verse, purport, this purport. Prabhupada says, both demigods and living entity are dependent on supreme will. They are not independent. Dependent, and you see this photograph, Madhva is holding two fingers. Why is holding two fingers? Okay. So Supreme Lord and Jiva, he says God and soul. Now he doesn't say God and soul are different, because he says that is common sense. I'll not argue for that, because there are many philosophies which say God and soul is one, Advait. But Madhva says it is common sense. Soul can never become God. That's impossible. God is always God, soul is always soul. So anybody who used to come to argue with him, Advait Vadi, Maya Vadi, okay, I want to argue with you. So suppose God, Paramatma, Atma is one. Madhva used to tell him, okay, give him laddu, and I don't want to argue. This is stupid logic. It's common sense. We can't control everything. We didn't create this world. No. God created. So he's different. His two fingers shows that God is independent. We are dependent. That's the point we have to learn. Even if we recognize God and us, as many non-devotees do, they go to temple, no? Okay, we are this God and we are simple people. Everybody knows that. But next step they don't know. He is independent. We are dependent on Him for everything. That's what Bhagavatam says. Kala karma jeev subhava evacha. Dravyam kalam karmascha jeev subhava evacha. This matter, this time, everything is dependent on God. Everything. Our movement, our power of speech, our actions, our seeing. You can't see me if God doesn't give you mercy. You can't see me now. Now. But you forgot this now. Is it? You're seeing me, but you're not conscious that Krishna is helping me to see. You see? You see now. So that's called Krishna consciousness. Every second you have this consciousness. Yes, I'm dependent on Krishna for everything. Even if I take one step, I'm sitting in this machine, I'm desiring to take a step, but Krishna is giving me power to take this step. I can't even control my body. Because you sleep. What is sleep? You lose control on your body, no? Is it? 6 hours you lose control on your body. How? This means body is not under your control. It is in the control of God. So that is Madhava telling us. And who is this? Nimbarkacharya. This is 4th school, Nimbarkacharya. Their headquarters is in? Where is their headquarters? No, you are from where? Rajasthan, Ajmer, Salemabad. Their headquarters, Nimbarkacharya. And his whole philosophy is this. So Prabhupada has written a small book, Elevation to Krishna Consciousness. You know this? This is a small book, Elevation. Prabhupada's small books, you know, there are small books of Prabhupada. Small books. Matchless Gift, Elevation to Krishna Consciousness. The point is, Prabhupada's small books are not small. They are very deep. This is statement from chapter 1. Prabhupada writes, part of spiritual pleasure experienced in Vaikuntha. This is Vaikuntha. Font is not there. It's a pleasure of dancing. There are young girls and young boys there. Krishna and gopis. Nimbarkacharya's whole philosophy is based on this statement. On Ras Lila. Shama Shama. You have heard? Shama Shama. Or maybe Radhe Shama, Radhe Shama, Shama Shama, Radhe Radhe. They chant that. So their whole philosophy is focused on Ras Lila. Sokhiya Ras. That's Nimbarka's philosophy in small books. So along the seminar, I am also giving you tips how to read Prabhupada books. So the first tip is, please read his letters also. Letters will give you force, fire to preach, direct instructions. Books will give you practical experience. Big books. Small books will give you realizations. Because small books, Prabhupada is writing in a flow. Small books, he is speaking. Prabhupada spoke small books. He didn't write. So he kept on speaking. So there's a flow of realizations. In small books. Please read this book, Elevation to Krishna Consciousness. This is a very important book. Okay, so all 4 schools in Prabhupada books. See, and there are many things I can tell, but essence is there. So even if you don't read all the books of all the schools, you just read these 4 statements and apply in your life, you got the essence. You see? So beautiful. And then Prabhupada books also have rasa. Rasa, you know what is rasa? Mellows. People say Prabhupada books are dry. No, Prabhupada is always speaking, you're not this body or soul, you're not this body or soul. Come on, what's happening? There's no other topic. There are topics if you see carefully. This is letter, Prabhupada writes letter to Hamsadut. Hamsadut is one of the Prabhupada's. He says, our philosophy is above all these things. Just like we prescribe to our students no illicit sex, no meeting, no intoxication, no gambling, but they're not ends in themselves. The real end is how to serve and sacrifice everything for Krishna. Okay, let me ask you a quiz. What is this last statement mean? The real end of devotion is to serve Krishna and sacrifice everything for Krishna. Yeah. So what is the statement? No, the topic is rasa. There is ras in this statement. But it looks ordinary, no? What is this ordinary statement? No, but there is juice in this statement. You know why? Because the last statement is real end. Real end means the goal of Krishna consciousness is to serve and sacrifice everything for Him. This is gopis. Gopis are this. What do you mean by gopi? Gopi word is coming from Gopniye. Gopniye, you understand? Gopniye means secret. Gopis have a secret. And that's why they are called Gopi. What secret? They have these two secrets. Their whole life is for service of Krishna, but not just service. It is to sacrifice everything for Him. The difference between Gopis and us is, what is the difference?
No sacrifice.
We are serving, but less sacrifice. We can't say no sacrifice. You're sacrificing something. You're sacrificing your time. You could have gone to party, but you're coming here. But Gopis have sacrificed everything. They could sacrifice even the children. They left the children and went to Krishna and Rasvidhanu. When Krishna called them. Who can do that? Which mother can do that? They left their husbands. They didn't care for social norms. People were criticizing them. No problem. So that is the point. This is called mellows. No. If you like this concept of sacrificing for Krishna, you can go to a spiritual world. Simple. If you like this concept. We are here just not to like Krishna's flute, Krishna's name, that is sweet. Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes. But this is also sweet, sacrificing everything for Him. So there is mellows. There is deep philosophy. Oh, this is gone. Okay, fine. Before reading this, I'll tell you one thing. Okay, let's read. If you pray to Krishna, please Krishna, help me to love you purely. What will Krishna do? If you say Krishna, Krishna, I want to meet you, what he will do? The first thing he will do is he will not meet you. So Prabhupada books have deep philosophy. See, even if Lord is approached by someone with devotion to intensify devotee's love, he may not immediately reciprocate fully. In fact, the Lord is truly reciprocating. After all, a sincere devotee always prays to Lord, please help me to love you purely. Therefore, Lord's so-called neglect is actually the fulfillment of devotee's prayer. So, Krishna will neglect you. If you pray to Him, Krishna, please help me to love you purely, Krishna will neglect you. No blessings. So, what's happening? The more I pray, the more Krishna neglects. Why? Because Prabhupada writes, Lord Krishna intensifies our love for Him by apparently separating Himself from us. And the result is that we achieve what we really wanted and prayed for Krishna. Intense love for absolute truth. You prayed to Krishna. Krishna, help me to love you. And Krishna, what he does? He says, okay. He neglects you. This is written by Prabhupada in his Bhagavatam purport. This is purport from Bhagavatam. It's a deep philosophy, no? Everybody cannot understand. Everybody cannot understand this, no? It's not easy. So, do you think Prabhupada books doesn't have everything? No. Prabhupada books have A, B, C, D, X, Y, Z. Okay, Prabhupada books have repetition. What do you say for that? Prabhupada books are not repeating. Prabhupada books have deep mood. How many times you have read in Prabhupada books birth, death, disease, old age? Millions of times. So Prabhupada is repeating every time? He is mad? Doesn't know anything? No. The point is, when you read Prabhupada books, please see the context. In the context, meanings change. Suppose if I tell you three statements. I love you, I love you, I love you. What is the difference between these three? What is the difference? No difference? Okay. If I say you, I love you, I love you, I love you. No difference, three statements. But now I give you some information. The first statement is spoken by child to mother. Second statement is spoken by girlfriend to boyfriend. Third statement is spoken by son to mother. A student to a teacher. Now you can make out the difference between three. The first I love you, which is child to mother, that is almost pure love. That is motherly love. Second statement, girlfriend to boyfriend, I love you, that is lust. And third statement, to student to teacher, I love you, that is respect. Nothing to do with motherly love or lust. I love you, teacher. See, the meanings change. All, if you read, I love you, I love you, I love you, you might think, they are repeating. love, 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 what's happening? But no, meaning differs if you read the context. So third thing, when you read Prabhupada's books, keep the context. Otherwise you will think Prabhupada is always saying Bhartati is old age, Bhartati is old age. And here is an example of that. Bhartati is old age affect this material body but not spiritual body. Now this statement is a purport to this verse. What is like getting? 7th chapter 29th verse. What is that verse? Yeah, no children. Okay, good. Intelligent persons who are endeavoring from liberation from old age and death take refuge in me in devotional service. Jara marana moksha mama ashritte tantiye. Krishna says to Arjun, intelligent persons who want to get free of birth, that is old age, they take refuge in me. Simple. Now Prabhupada explains in the purport that devotees are intelligent because they know that if they take shelter of Krishna, automatically they will be liberated from birth and death. You don't have to ask Krishna for liberation. If you take his shelter, automatically you get liberation. That's why Prabhupada says, birth and old age disease affect material body but not spiritual body. Devotee's aim is spiritual body. If you get spiritual body, you go to spiritual world, automatically you are out of this material world, you get liberation. You see, in context if you put birth and disease old age, it will make different sense. So, how many times have you read Krishna's Supreme Controller? Many times, no? Many times, no? But you should keep the context. Now tell me. This is a verse from Bhagavad Gita. Which is this verse? Can you tell me? Anybody? Ninth chapter. Fools deride me when I descend in human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as Supreme Lord of all that be. Avajananti mam muda manushim tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. 9th chapter, 11th verse. Is it? So, now Krishna says this. Prabhupada writes in the purport, Krishna is Supreme Controller. There are many controllers undoubtedly. Now if you see the context of this verse, this purport, now this makes sense. Krishna says, fools think I am human, but I am God. God is the Supreme Controller. But he comes as human and he is controlled by other people. See, when Gopi says, Krishna sit, he sits. Gopi says, stand, he stands. Nand Baba says to Krishna, bring chappals, he's following orders, no? So although he is Supreme Controller, he is controlled. And that is why he says, fools deride when I descend in human form. They do not know by transcendental nature. My nature is transcendental. Transcendental means, my nature is such that although I am controller of controllers, still I become controlled by love. So when you join this purport with the verse, then you can understand why Prabhupada is writing Krishna is Supreme Controller. Otherwise you think Prabhupada is repeating. You are getting my point? You have to read the context. Otherwise you will not understand what's happening in the books. Am I speaking French? Are you understanding, no? Okay, and 7.1, what is that verse? 7.1, anybody knows? Bhagavad Gita 7.1. Maya sakta manapartha yogam yunjan madashraya samagra mam yada ghyasasi tachinu. Good. Concentration of mind upon Krishna the Supreme is made possible by prescribed devotional service in 9 different forms. When you read Prabhupada's books, read the entire statement. Now this will shock you because there is something missing in this statement. This is from the purport of that verse. And because you have not read that purport properly, you don't know. Okay, what this means? If you want to fix mind upon Krishna, there are 9 different ways to fix. Is it? What are those ways? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. Hearing, Kirtanam, Shravanam, Kirtanam. These are most important. You are hearing and we are doing Kirtan. These are 2 most powerful process to understand Krishna. But Prabhupada writes after this statement, what is this? Of which Shravanam is the first and the most important. Prabhupada never said Kirtanam is the most important. You go to folio, type a hit, Kirtanam is most important, it will not come. If you write Shravanam is most important, it will come. So we think chanting is most important? Hearing is most important. And reading is hearing from Prabhupada, not directly. You're reading Prabhupada. So Prabhupada says hearing is most important, because without hearing you can't do kirtanam. You will not have enthusiasm. You will have doubts. You will not be able to do determined way. You will become confused. There are so many things in this world, so many crazy ideas. I wrote that book. So you get confused. So we have to read the entire statement. Please read every word of Prabhupada. Don't miss. It's not that we just read, finish. No. You have to focus on every word. So Shravanam is most important. That is why Prabhupada says, read books. It's important to hear and read. Hear and read. So, it makes a difference now, this statement. Because till now we thought chanting is most important. But without Shravanam, you don't do chanting. Without Shravanam, you complete your rounds. You don't chant. There's a difference between completing your rounds and chanting. So by Shravanam, then you have real Kirtanam. Then you can remember God while chanting. If you hear about Him from devotees. So this tip is there. Please read every word. Every word of Prabhupada is written by Krishna, not Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, Krishna is dictating me to write. That's why His purports have power. No? They have power. Okay, let me give you this statement. This is from Krishna book. And Prabhupada says, this is said by gopis to Krishna. We are simply your maid servants and slaves. Please therefore accept us by showing your beautiful lotus-like face. This is from Krishna book. Now Prabhupada books do not repeat. Can you see anything in this statement? When you read Prabhupada books, try to know, you should know Prabhupada, in one statement he is giving many meanings. Just like Ram with one arrow, he shot 7 trees. Sugriv. And so Prabhupada, by one statement, he's speaking many things. Because he's speaking from practical, realized platform. Can you see anything in this? What's so important? It looks usual statement, no? You are a maid servant. Slaves, therefore accept us by showing your beautiful lotus-like face. Whenever I ask anybody, I present this seminar at many places. Ask anybody, what is so important? All devotees says lotus-like face. Oh, that's fine. Okay, why slave? What is so important in slave?
Because slave doesn't have any uske kuch hota hi nahi uska.
Prabhupada says, Prabhupada writes slaves here. Our whole object of devotion is not just to become servant. We want to become slaves. And you know there's a difference between servant and slave. And the difference is, a servant will serve his master and he will get salary. But a slave will serve his master but he will get no salary. He will get beating. That happens, no slavery. So Gopi says, we want to become your slave. Even if you don't give us anything, still we want to serve you. Even if you send us to hell, we'll keep on serving. If Krishna suddenly appears today Govardhan Puja, if he has to Govardhan, and he says, okay. So, my dear devotees, I'm happy with you. You're serving me, you're chanting 16 rounds, you're reading, whatever you're doing. So, and you please keep on doing entire life, sincerely. Sincerely do everything. And after you sincerely do everything, you'll go to hell. Will you keep on doing or not? Will you accept that proposal? Today Govardhan Puja. Krishna gives you this proposal. So what do you accept this or not?
Supposed to, yeah.
But we can't do that. It will be very difficult for us. He'll say, you have to serve me entire life with no fault, and you will have no peace, no happiness after this, you're going to hell. Nobody of us will accept, no? But what we'll say? We'll say to Krishna, Krishna, we came to wrong place. I think my GPS got something messed up. That is gopis. There's a difference between them and us. That's why they are with Krishna and we are here in Charlotte. We're not there. Because we want, we are not slaves. We are trying to become Lord. We are happy to become servant, but not slave. Because slave means exploit. So, we don't want to be exploited. So, that's absolute sacrifice. Absolute. Pandavas were like that, no? Same. What Krishna gave them? Sufferings? Their whole life? What happened with Draupadi? If anybody, what happened with Draupadi? If this thing happens with anybody of you, you'll lose your sight. Definitely. You leave Krishna. Krishna, what is happening with us, you know? Pandavas, they were always persecuted. No kingdom. They are in forest. So many difficulties. But they never left Krishna. Is it? That's why they are Pandavas. So that is important in this world. So when you read Prabhupada's books, just focus what Prabhupada is using words. He's using words very carefully. Prabhupada said, when I was writing my purports, Prabhupada sometimes thought 3 days to write the word. Because Prabhupada said, my books are for next 10,000 years. There's a prediction in Bhavishya Puran. Bhavishya Puran, you know Bhavishya Puran? There's a prediction. This is the golden age of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is a bad age. For next 10,000 years, this will be golden age. And it is said in Bhavishya Puran, many people with saffron color, shaved heads, they'll be chanting holy names. And they will spread devotion. And what do you say? What do you think? Who are they? Devotees. Prabhupada books, my books will be light for next 10,000 years. Prabhupada said, Krishna told me. Krishna told him. So this is going to happen. So Prabhupada wrote very carefully his books. Such a nice statement, slave. Anything else you can see? You should not only read Prabhupada books, you should worship them. If you worship them, they will reveal to you. How can I see? You can't see. Because if you worship Prabhupada books, they will reveal. They are life. They are not just books. So anything else? I can see 10 things. Minimum. 10 concepts in this statement. But just give me one more.
Accept us.
So, what's so special about that?
Like, he's accepting
So, what's so important in accept us?
We are not qualified, but please accept us.
Okay. You have to give me something special. Some insight. Insight, you understand? Insight. This is not an insight. This is okay, no good. But this everybody can think, no? Insight is something which nobody can think. Then you go deep, no? Then you are going deep. Okay, you know what? Gopis are saying, accept us by showing your... So what that means?
Even though we can't see you, we show
you. The point is, Gopis are saying, please accept us by showing your beautiful face. The most important word here is by. B-Y. Which you never thought about that. Accept us by showing your beautiful face. That means gopis don't want to see Krishna for their own pleasure. They want to see Krishna. Krishna says, why do you want to see me? Gopi says, yes, we want to see you to get an evidence that you have accepted us. You see, if I am serving Krishna, I have to know now whether he is accepting or not. Now we are serving so many offerings. How do we know Krishna is accepted? We know because scriptures say that. We follow scriptures and we do follow the process and we pray to devotees, parampara, and we know. But we are not satisfied because we want a direct evidence. What is the direct evidence? Gopis are saying, please accept us. If you show yourself, we will be convinced you have accepted us. Is it?
Yes.
If somebody accepts you, what he will say? Okay, hi, how are you doing? So, you are nice? I am coming to meet you. If they accept you as friend, he will come to meet you, no? The fact Krishna is not coming to meet us, this shows that Krishna has not
accepted
us. You see? He's not accepted us fully. He accepted us to a certain officially thing he has accepted us. But not to his heart. There's a difference, no? So that's what gopis are saying. Gopis want an evidence of their acceptance of service. And the evidence is his name, form, past tense. He wants to see them. Then they will be convinced, okay, Krishna wants to see them. See, there's a meaning in this, no? So there are 8 more meanings. But I'm not going to tell you here. It's a different seminar. But what I want you to understand is, when you read Prabhupada's books, understand that these statements are directed by Krishna to Prabhupada. When he's writing, there's a depth. You have to go into depth. And how to do that? You might think, I can't see. He can see. But this is not scholarly endeavor. This is by worshipping books of Prabhupada. If you keep on reading, books will reveal, no? So you have Chandan. If you keep on rubbing, smell comes. So you keep on reading, then you get insight. Okay, this, more. So that is why you have to read books again and again. At least you should have Bhagavad, you should have read Bhagavad Gita at least minimum 100 times by now. Minimum. You should read. I have read Gita, I don't know, maybe 5,000, 6,000 times, maybe more than that. I just read Bhagavad Gita so many times. Just keep on reading. Reading is worship. You see, if you want to worship something, you read, no? If you want to respect the author, what do you do? Read his book. Respecting, no? That's respect. So, you come together, read books. That you can do. If you can't read yourself, come together. That's a good thing. And not just read. Discuss. Okay, what Prabhupada is saying in this statement? What is your opinion? You have to discuss, otherwise you just read, okay. So, Prabhupada's books are not repeating. They have a depth. I'll just finish this. So, Prabhupada's books are not boring. Prabhupada's books have one special thing. Fire of preaching. There are 3 fires, you should always remember. Actually 4 fires, except a cooking fire. That fire, if it goes off, no problem. But if these 4 fires go off, you are in a big problem. And the first fire is fire of repentance. Repentance? Bhakti Mohan Thakur is singing Gopinath Mama Nivedana Suno. What's that song? Ami to Durjana Sada Kamarata. I am nonsense, Krishna. I am this. I am so sinful. Please accept me. Repentance. Fire of repentance. So fire of guilt. Fire of guilt. Devotee should feel guilt in himself. Krishna, I am so foolish. I have done so many sins, so many offenses. Keep on praying to him. Walking, talking. Wherever you are, just you should keep on praying. Fire of guilt. Fire of service. Fire of service, no? You understand fire, enthusiasm? Fire of service you should have. I have to serve Krishna to my last breath. And then the fire of preaching. You should have fire of preaching. I want to preach to entire world. Tell the message of Krishna. Why only Charlotte? Today morning I was telling that. Don't have plans, small plans. I have to preach to my Bhakti Vriksha. What is that? You're confined to your 4 people, 10 people, 20 people? Or I have to preach in Charlotte? No. I have to preach to entire world. So that's, make your dreams like that. Today we were talking about dreams. You can dream something big, no? What's the harm? At least you can be a dreamer. If nothing else. So that's what Prabhupada's books present. Okay, Prabhupada writes here in one of his letters. Preaching is always difficult. You cannot take easy. Preaching must be fight. You say fighting is easy thing. Preaching is fighting. You are fighting with wrong ideas. Is it what I am doing? I am lecturing you? Actually, I am fighting with you. You don't realize, but I am fighting with your mind. The subconscious mind, I am fighting. Subconscious mind is saying something else, but I am fighting with you. I am saying, no, that's not right. So this Cold War. So now this I am going to show you. Now this will shock you. Prabhupada has immense enthusiasm to preach. And Prabhupada had this capacity to enthuse others. That's what he had. That is called preaching. Preaching is not just giving lecture and information. You have to enthuse others to do it. Now this is one of the letter from Prabhupada, 1970, July 1st, to a person who is in America or maybe somewhere, who is become old, 60-70 years, old person, 60-70 years, who has done everything, like job and everything, married and daughters. He writes to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, now what should I do?" And Prabhupada writes back to him, and you see what Prabhupada writes. Keep in mind, he is 60-70 probably, old person. Prabhupada says, "Please accept my obeisances. I beg to acknowledge the recipient of your kind letter, 24th June 1970, and I am very glad to learn that your last responsibilities in family affairs are now discharged. Your two daughters are now married. Now in this ripe old age, you can devote yourself for spreading Krishna conscious movement all over the world." when you would have got this letter, you would have come on. You would have expected something else, no? Okay, now in this ripe old age, you go to Vrindavan, take a flat and do your chanting. Prabhupada even didn't say, "Now spread Krishna conscious movement in your community all over the world." He says, "Come on, you know, I have so many problems, so many diseases, and what you are saying?" This is enthusiasm of Prabhupada. This is in letter. That's why I told you, you have to read letters. So letters you have to be careful, because letters are to some person. Some instructions are time, place and to person, contextual. Some instructions are very general. People who are talking about general things. So you can take general things from that. So this is so nice. So letters give you the fire of preaching, which is not there in books. Books they have, but it's not in full power there. So if you have not read letters, if you have not read conversations, you don't understand the mood. You miss that. Okay, Prabhupada books. Is it boring? It's not boring. Yes, you get fire. Okay. Prabhupada books are not boring. Prabhupada redefines words. So there's a word in Bhagavad Gita, Buddhi Yoga. How does Prabhupada define this bhakti, Buddhi Yoga? What is the meaning of Buddhi? Intelligence. What is Yoga? Linking. So Buddhi Yoga means you link with God with intelligence. But Prabhupada translates this word as, in Gita, purport, as Buddhi Yoga means serving Krishna with enthusiasm. That is highest intelligence. So acting for Krishna is Buddhi. Now Prabhupada translates Buddhi as action and not intelligence. You know why? Because that is intelligence. Because if you make a plan and if you don't execute the plan, what's the use of your plan? Is it intelligence? Big plans, no action. So it's nonsense. I mean to say, you make an action plan but no action. So that's what Prabhupada says. Real Buddhi is to do action, not just planning. So Prabhupada translates Buddhi Yoga as action in Krishna consciousness, not intelligence in Krishna consciousness. There's a difference. This word comes in Bhagavad Gita. Where is that verse? 10th chapter? Yeah, the Dhammi Buddhi. 10th chapter, 9th verse. 9th or 10th verse, something. Okay. Prabhupada redefines enthusiasm. How do you define enthusiasm as? Enthusiasm as means what? Prabhupada defines enthusiasm as practical action in Krishna consciousness, not just action. Practical action. In Nectar of Instruction, he defines. You see, when Prabhupada gives definition of words, it is perfect definition. Practical action in Krishna consciousness, not just action. Because many people act for God, but in a way in which He is not pleased. You have to practically act. We have to act. What is practical action? Action which have results. So you can keep on acting, but no results. Prabhupada always wanted results. What is a result? So that is, enthusiasm is linked to results. Prabhupada translates bhava not as... What is the literal translation of bhava? Emotions. But Prabhupada doesn't translate as emotions. 10th chapter, 8th verse, Bhagavad Gita. You see word to word meaning. Bhava, bhava. Krishna says, Buddha bhav samanvita. Prabhupada translates bhava as determination and not emotions. Why? Because there is no meaning of emotions without determination. If you are determined to serve somebody, that shows you love him. Is it? So the husband comes in night and wife says, I love you so much, but you cook yourself. I'm sleeping, tata. That's not love. So love means you're determined to serve him. Prabhupada. So when you read Prabhupada books, please read word to word meaning also. That's very important. Word to word meaning. Prabhupada is thinking and writing the meaning from practical platform. Okay, this I'll leave. How does Prabhupada define illusion as? Anybody? Quick. No. No. That is okay, but many places Prabhupada uses one thing. Illusion Prabhupada redefines as misconception. Every time he's saying misconception. This is a beautiful definition, practical definition. Okay. What do you mean by paraupkar? What do you mean by paraupkar? Compassion?
Helping? Without.
Yeah, helping with compassion?
Without expecting.
That is paraupkar, no? So, Prabhupada Sai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is paraupkar. What's that verse?
Jeevan sarthak
kari. Jeevan sarthak kari karo paraupkar. That's Mahaprabhu's instruction. You make your life perfect and make others' life perfect. Help them. Paraupkar. But Prabhupada doesn't define paraupkar as compassion, as helping, as paraupkar. Generally, people see how to help others by compassion, no? But Prabhupada translates paraupkar as fighting. Simply gone sincerely working for this movement. This is one of the lectures of Prabhupada. Nobody can defeat you. Take all strategic points, fighting with Maya and become victorious. So we are in a fight. We are at a war with Maya. We shall fight with Maya. It is great declaration of fight with Maya. Not with Maya. Our fight is with demons. Maya's servant, maid servant of Krishna, she can withdraw by order, but she cannot withdraw because of demons. So Prabhupada says preaching compassion is fighting. Is it? Understand? And that is was the problem with Arjuna. Krishna was telling him to fight. Arjuna was saying, no, we have to be compassionate and generous. Krishna, I'm going to forest, we should be good. Why we have to kill? Krishna told you, fool, your definitions are wrong. To help others, sometimes you have to fight. You have to defeat wrong people, otherwise ignorant people get confused, no? Science, scientists, so many stupid theories, we came from monkeys, Big Bang, this, that, what is happening? No, nobody then thinks there is God. So you have to fight. Sometimes fight is necessary to destroy adharma and to establish religious principles, is it? So compassion means fighting, Prabhupada says. Prabhupada books are not boring, he's redefining words. Prabhupada books are highly systematic. Now I'm going to go into details. I'm already discussing Gita with you all. I'm telling you how it is systematic. You are hearing now, all of you. Prabhupada's chapters are systematic. Prabhupada in his books, he writes the system of understanding his books. Although he doesn't write the logic, 1, 2, 3, 4 points, but he gives. For example, 13 chapter first verse, purport, he says, first 6 chapters, Bhagavad Gita shows the knower of body and the position by which he can understand Supreme Lord. First 6 chapters, second 6 chapters, last 6 chapters, he gives hints in his books, how his books are systematic. There are many sections he gives in his book. For example, 3rd chapter, 36th verse to 43rd verse, he says it is talking about lust. It's all systematic, no? There are sections, there are verses, there are themes, there are divisions of chapters. How do we know all these things? Prabhupada is mentioning in his books. He knows that Prabhupada knew he doesn't have time. He can't make textbooks. 1 point, 2 point, 3 point. He just gave commentaries. But at the same time, he gave his disciples some hints how these commentaries have to be read. Prabhupada comment. And it is there in commentaries. So Prabhupada is providing us a system. And last thing is, even if you agree everything with me, still you will not read Prabhupada books. You know why? Because no time. That's what is going to happen. No time. So am I wasting my time? So the point is, what's the answer to this? What's the anti-argument for this? No time.
Ignorance.
Yeah, we have. What's the anti-argument for that? You have heard this? There is will, there is a way. Yeah. We all heard this. You have to apply this now. Apply this. And that is why Prabhupada has himself said that I shall never die, I shall live forever in my books. This is from Science of Self-Realization, quoted by Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions you want to ask? Otherwise, I'm done. Did I prove to you that Prabhupada books are special? Did you get some idea?
Yes.
Okay. America. So, please read Prabhupada books from now on.